From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Delegates of 196 nations meeting in a Paris suburb have unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to tackle global warming. The agreement aims to keep global temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius, provide $100 billion in climate investment for poorer countries, and review progress every 5 years. The deal concludes years of negotiations and is the most wide-ranging climate agreement since 1997's Kyoto Protocol. Heralding the climate deal as an historic turning point, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the proposal could be the best ever, speaking through a translator.
This agreement will serve major causes: food security and production, public health, combating poverty, essential rights, and ultimately peace.
At Saturday night local time, Minister Fabius, in the absence of last-minute objections, laid down the gavel and declared the 31-page document formally and unanimously adopted, representing a major breakthrough. 87 people, including 8 security forces, were killed during coordinated attacks on 3 military bases in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, an army spokesman said today. The final toll in Friday's attacks left 79 enemies killed, 45 captured, and 97 weapons seized. In another incident, at least 20 bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital today. The bodies were found in the Nayakiba area. One eyewitness told the Associated Press that some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said high-level political dialogue needs to begin immediately in order to defuse the situation. This is VOA News. Spain's government says an attack in a diplomatic area of the Afghan capital killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, and is regarded as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the Kabul-based car bombing and gunfire that began on Friday and continued into today before security forces killed all attackers. At least 4 Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several other victims for injuries. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the target was a guest house, which they claim was used for military activities and intelligence sharing. This weekend, women are voting for the first time ever in Saudi Arabia. 130,000 registered to vote in a country with more than 1 million women of eligible voting age. The late King Abdullah ruled 4 years ago that Saudi Arabia's electoral process would be broadened to include women, and the current round of voting is the first implementation of that decision. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
This voter said she does not believe that it's a woman's place to run for office. She feels that men are better suited for a career in politics. Not all Saudi women agreed with that assessment, however. One woman who wanted to run for a council seat but was denied permission to do so told Al Hora television that some women's names were mysteriously removed from official lists of candidates. Human Rights Watch reported it was difficult for women to register to vote, noting that women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. The rights group also said many polling stations were too far from women's houses. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Swiss officials are confirming the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the 2 people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Authorities have determined a fire that erupted in a California mosque on Friday was intentionally set and a possible hate crime, a little more than a week after a radical Islamic couple went on a shooting rampage in the same state. Police say a suspect in the incident has been identified and detained shortly after the fire at the Islamic Society in Coachella Valley in Southern California. The fire tore through the building's lobby, but no one was hurt. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are participating in the investigation. Coachella is about 125 kilometers from San Bernardino, where a U.S.-born Muslim man and his Pakistani-born wife opened fire recently at a Center for Disabled People, killing 14. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.